Texas, America, and the world. This is Mark Dankos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We greet our new affiliate WMQM AM 1600 in Memphis, Tennessee. That's a 50,000-watt station that will be bringing Mark Dankos, America, and RBN to a much wider conventional radio audience in the American South. We're joined today by Gary Brummett, who is a survivor of Israel's attack on the USS Liberty on June the 8th, 1967. And, Gary, before the break, you were starting to say that before the outbreak of war on June 5th, 1967, apparently contrary to the orthodoxy that we read about in the corporate media, that Egypt had actually begun a withdrawal.
Correct. And, you know, Israel was about to lose their chance for this attack. Now, Egypt still was blocking the Straits of Tehran at that time, not that that was a greatly strategic thing. It wasn't detrimental to Israel, you might say. But they were ratcheting back down at this point. Now, I think Israel realized if they didn't go ahead and launch the attack, which that was the fifth, that would have been 6 and 5. Like I say, fronting at 6:15, I strongly suspicion that the date of that war was prearranged and it was supposed to have started on the 15th. And what precipitated it starting on the 5th was a simple fact that Egypt was disengaging. And, of course, the Liberty being there on scene at that time, you know, we were there, the story is, mainly to monitor Russian traffic, which we did do a little of that. We picked up Russian linguists there in Rota, Spain. We picked up 9 specialists there. Three Marine, 3 Navy, and 3 civilians. 2 of the civilians, NSA, 1 CIA. 5 of these 9 men were killed during that attack, I might add. And if I can, there's something I would like to mention at this juncture. Anybody that perhaps what we're talking about, if it scratched their curiosity or their patriotism, I would suggest that they go to a website that's maintained by Jim Ennis. It's called USSLiberty.org.
Okay.
That's all you've got to do. Well, www.ussliberty.org on your computer, and it'll pull our site up, and everything I'm talking about is virtually listed there on that site, plus reams of information that you're not going to see many other places. I would also like to mention a videotape that has been made. It's called Dead in the Water. It can be ordered from our organization, which, Mark, after we get off the air, I will give you that mailing address for anybody that would be interested in it. But it brings a different slant. It takes a kind of a little different look at us and some of the things that were in play that day, stuff that we're not going to have time to discuss. There was so much more involved that day than anybody realizes. There's stuff that was involved that day that we don't even, we have been unable to pry from our government. One was something called Operation Cyanide. We know it was a joint American-Israeli operation, or there was connections between the two, but our government will not release, through the Freedom of Information Act, anything on this.
Well, you know, listening to all of this, it's just absolutely incredible, all of the angles, all of the trails, all of the associations, the chronology surrounding the day of the attack, analyzing the political implications of it. It just seems to me that this story, as you point out, Gary, is much larger than any of us could possibly realize at this point. And I wanted to mention again for the listeners that the website that Gary mentions, which James Ennis apparently has gotten started, is at www.ussliberty.org. We'll mention that throughout the remainder of the broadcast. When this information on this broadcast is posted to the RBN archives, as well as to Breaking All the Rules News today, we'll post all of these links and articles so that people can click on them as they desire. We'll be back with Gary Brummett. Stay tuned.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
You got headaches? Most headaches are caused by a structural weakness of blood vessels in the head, and the blood vessels are tending to balloon, causing a headache. The structural weakness is due to a deficiency. Correct the deficiency, and the body will heal itself. I blended what I believed to be the missing nutrients in the right proportions, and the headaches went away. When they were gone, they stayed gone. I named it Headache Stay Gone. See HeadacheStayGone.com or call 800-327-0727 for more information or to place an order. I'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone. Headache Stay Gone will cure your headaches and prevent them from coming back before you pay the bill. Headache Stay Gone has already cured the worst migraines I have ever heard of. Call 800-327-0727. All orders are shipped the same day. Call 800-327-0727. That's 800-327-0727.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits. No increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
This is Mark Dankos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Our guest today is Gary Brummett, survivor of Israel's attack on the USS Liberty on June the 8th, 1967. Gary has imparted so much incredible information to us today, and yet we're just scratching the surface of this. I want to get him back on the show at a future juncture, and also to have the additional guests that he suggests for me on this topic, so that we can make this a part of an ongoing research project in regard to this show to thrash out as much of this as we can. I mentioned before the last commercial break that at Breaking All the Rules News, which is America's leading paleoconservative website on the World Wide Web, that information on today's broadcast will be on the front page of BATR's main news service with all of the links that that one needs to get started. There will be a link to the Republic Broadcasting Network, of course, with an indication to the browser that when this show is archived, that it will be available for later on online listeners to RBN's website and RBN's radio shows. There will also be links provided to a series of these articles. James Ennis's post for the Washington Report on Middle Eastern Affairs in 1993 will be on the site, the BATR site. Eric Margolis's piece on this subject in May of 2001 for the Toronto Sun, reposted by Lou Rockwell, will be provided for BATR browsers as a link. And, of course, we will have the official USS Liberty Survivors website up there, too, for people to take a look at. And as Gary has mentioned, they can find that at www.ussliberty.org. That's www.ussliberty.org. Gary, one of the things that I noticed in Margolis's article is, as he mentions, the NSA equipping of the Liberty with all of the latest signals and electronic interception equipment. He mentions that the ship bristled with antennas and electronic ears, including TRISCOM.
Well, we had roughly 40-plus different types of antennas on the ship. We had the six different radio towers. We had a, we called it a moon spoon on the front. It was like the satellite dishes. That was way before you ever saw any in civilian use. And then we had the TRISCOM, which you mentioned. It had recently been installed. It was on the 01 level after the ship behind the superstructure. And it was a moon-bound system, which is still today is an intriguing thought to me that we could take and bounce a message 239,000 miles out in space and bounce it back to NSA there in Virginia. And but that's what we did. There are two books that I would like to also mention, if I may. One,
sure.
He's written three books, Puzzle Palace, Body of Secrets, and Pretext to War, but that's the well-known writer, James Bamford, who was also an ex-intelligence officer. Now, Bamford's book, Body of Secrets, has a large section in it about the USS Liberty. This book's been out for probably 4 years. It's an excellent book. There's a more recent book called Operation Cyanide by Peter Hoonan. Peter Hoonan is an Englishman currently living in Scotland.
How does Peter spell his last name?
H-O-U-N-A-N.
Okay.
I don't know. You may not remember him. I remember him because of writing the book, and I did meet Peter Hoonan in 2002 at one of our reunions in Florida when they were finishing up the Dead in the Water tape. In fact, they finished it down there at that reunion. But about 18 months ago, when Mordecai Vanunu was released from the Israeli prison after spending 18 years there, he had renounced Judaism and he became a Christian, but he was not allowed to speak to any Western reporters. Well, Peter Hoonan went and interviewed him. The Israeli Secret Service, they picked Hoonan up and put him in solitary confinement for about a day and a half in a blacked-out cell, and he didn't know what in the devil was going to happen, and they finally took him to the airport and told him never to return to Israel. That's who Peter Hoonan is. He is well known in some circles.
And that the title of that book by Peter Hoonan, again, is Operation Cyanide?
That is correct.
Okay.
That is the it deals in part with, it deals with the Operation Cyanide that we are trying to find out exactly what the devil it was. We know there were operational orders on board the ship. And, again, like I say, if you can ever, if you will interview our research officer, Commander Dave Lewis, Dave can better talk about that than I could.
I would love to have Dave on. Dave's last name spelled L-E-W-I-S?
That is correct. And Dave,
okay.
Dave has said he would be more than happy to be interviewed.
I would love to have him on. And when you get a chance, Gary, send me via email his contact information or have him contact me, and one way or the other, we'll get that set up.
Okay, I will do that. I think Mr. Dave is probably listening this morning, far as that goes.
Yes. Well, you know, I was going to say in this Margolis article, when it lists what the USS Liberty had in the way of all of this electronic equipment that was NSA provided, it's clear from what Margolis tells us in the Toronto Sun from May of 2001 that in the initial air attack on the part of Israel, this he estimates lasted about 20 minutes, the initial air attack, which came at about 2 p.m. which again was 6 hours after their recon flights over the Liberty, that the air attacks, he notes, concentrated on the ship's electronic antennas and dishes. That seems to me to be a very significant statement, because it would suggest that Israel not only knew that the Liberty was an American vessel, but it seems that they had inside information as well on what the Liberty was, and were taking great care to precisely in the initial aerial strike to attack the electronic antennas and dishes, presumably to destroy an intelligence gathering capabilities, and obviously to destroy your ability to communicate with the outside world.
Well, that is correct. You know, after the whole attack was over, let's say, and they say that the motor torpedo boats quit firing on us. Well, yeah, they did quit firing, but I simply think they quit firing because they run out of ammunition. Hell, I don't think they could have carried any more than they hit us with.
Yes.
I think that's why they quit firing. Now, that is my personal belief. I can't, you know, I don't know that to be absolutely a fact, but it didn't stop once the torpedo hit us, as far as that goes. I've got something, if you will, I would like to read to you.
Sure.
And this is from Captain Ward Boston. And this is something that recently just popped back up in the news. It was originally reported October the 23rd in 2003. It was also reported by the Associated Press. And the caption on it states, "Did LDJ cover for Israel?" A former Navy attorney who helped lead the military investigation of the 1967 Israeli attack on the USS Liberty that killed 34 American servicemen, this former president, Lyndon Johnson, and his defense secretary, Robert McNamara, ordered that the inquiry conclude the incident was an accident. Retired Captain Ward Boston said Johnson and McNamara told those heading the Navy inquiry, which that would have been Isaac Kidd, because he's the one that took the original report back to D.C., the Navy inquiry to conclude that the attack was a case of mistaken identity, despite overwhelming evidence to the contrary. Boston was senior legal counsel to the Navy's original 1967 review of the attack. He said in a sworn statement that he stayed silent for all these years because when orders came, I followed them. Admiral Thomas Moore, who also was head of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, his words was, "It was one of the classic all-American cover-ups." Here we've got people that were in the know that have come forward after their military time. Ward Boston is a most interesting individual to talk to. I haven't spoken with him in probably 9 months, but he is still alive, lives out in California. But there's no way that this was an accident. It was covered up from the absolute start. It looks like there was collusion between our government and their government to attack the ship.
Going back to several of your observations, Gary, on the air here, between McNamara's deliberate interdiction to ensure that these American fighters that were being scrambled to help you from, what, two different vessels?
Correct, the Saratoga and the America.
So that these fighters were returned to the Saratoga and the America. McNamara obviously played a direct role in that. There was then, of course, a very legitimate and obvious attempt to countermand this idiotic order by McNamara on the part of apparently the commanders of the Saratoga and the America, correct?
Correct. That was Admiral Larry Guy.
Yes. And then you have Lyndon Johnson being overheard in a secured communication deliberately confirming McNamara's order and judgment, telling those planes to return to the Saratoga and the America, respectively. And Johnson, as you point out, critically enough, said at a time when there had been, as of yet, no confirmation and transmission of this report from the USS Liberty, that Johnson was not about to get into a beef with an ally. Obviously, he knew at that juncture that Israel was the attacking party, even before the Liberty had been able to ascertain that. That, to me, is a very damning piece of information, and we'll be back. This is Mark Dankos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas on RBN. Back with Gary Brummett. Stay tuned.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. These materials document the global leaders, political and religious working behind the scenes, and their plans for us. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 1-888-211-1715. Again, 1-888-211-1715.
Wow, that coffee smells really good.
Hey, it's terrific, and it's healthy.
Healthy coffee. How does it taste?
Well, since healthy coffee blends are pre-brewed from organic Arabica beans, they're delicious.
Gosh, I had no idea coffee could be healthy.
Yeah, this coffee boosts your immunity, has 165 antioxidants for all kinds of health benefits. Plus, it gives you energy without a lot of caffeine. And since you're a big coffee drinker, I thought, well, maybe you'd want to know about it.
It sounds great, but how much does it cost?
Well, not much at all, really. A whole lot less than we've been paying for ordinary coffee at the coffee shop.
Wow. I'd love to try it, and I bet everyone at the office would, too. Where do I get some?
Just call toll-free, 866-222-3017. Or you can go to coffeeking.biz. Ask for a sample when you're there, or get set up as a preferred customer with a 25% discount. I did.
Okay, that's toll-free, 866-222-3017, or coffeeking.biz. I'll do it now. Thanks.
People who use Cartivite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartivite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartivite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartivite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, 2 months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartivite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
We're back. This is Mark Dankos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We're joined today by Gary Brummett. Gary is a survivor of Israel's deliberate, premeditated attack on the USS Liberty on June the 8th, 1967. And I wanted to mention specifically again that both Breaking All the Rules News, as well as Republic Broadcasting Network, when our archives are fully up and running again, we'll have all of the links to these resources that Gary recommends to us, the USS Liberty Survivor Site at ussliberty.org. That's going to be one of the links that we will provide. I'm also going to ensure that the Eric Margolis story from May of 2001 in the Toronto Sun is posted as a link for BATR browsers and later on the RBN archives. I'm going to post the story by James Innes that was printed in June of 1993 on this subject in the Washington Report on Middle Eastern Affairs, and then information on James Bamford's book, Body of Secrets, and Peter Hoonan's book. Is that how you pronounce his name, Gary?
Yes,
Hoonan?
Peter Hoonan.
Peter Hoonan's book, Operation Cyanide. I will make sure that all of that gets posted in this show description of Gary's appearance today, because obviously our conversation with Gary is the beginning of our learning process on this, not the end. And so we need to do some additional reading and research, along with having further conversations with Gary, both now and in the future, and with Dave Lewis and with some of the other folks directly connected with this at the time, as we try to ascertain exactly what happened in regard to the larger context. Gary, go ahead, sir.
Something I would like to go back to, because I don't want to miss this, because I feel it is so important. You know, I mentioned to you about a video, Dead in the Water. I'm going to have a copy of that mail to you.
Okay.
ASAP. Now, Peter Hoonan and Chris Mitchell from the BBC, from Thames Broadcasting, they were in Florida in 2002 at our reunion down there. That's where I met these individuals. Well, Peter Hoonan, on the Dead in the Water tape, there's a number of people there he interviews that's very important. But when he interviewed McNamara in regard to the USS Liberty, when he asked him about the USS Liberty, you watch that video, McNamara almost explodes. He does not want to talk about it, and McNamara is somebody that has had perfect recall on everything that he ever did, if you watch him on television and have followed him all these many years. McNamara says, I know nothing about the Liberty, and I've taken no time to find out. Well, I want to add one more line to that. This is friend and associate and supporter, which I will not name because he hadn't told me I could use his name.
Right.
I flew down to Florida. I picked up a note that Robert McNamara had sent to him. This individual had been a Washington insider, let's say, for about 50 or 60 years. The gentleman's nearly 90 years old. Bill Sharp is attacked. McNamara, or when this individual became involved with the Liberty affair and trying to help us, McNamara sent him a note. I do not have it in front of me this morning, and I regret that I don't, because I would certainly read it. But he tells him, he says, now, I'm going to just say John. I'm going to say his first name's not John, but I'm going to say John.
Right.
The note was, John, you know that you must watch what you're doing, because we cannot do anything to embarrass our dear friend and good ally, Israel. And he signs it Bob. If he knew nothing about the Liberty, why was he sending this note to this individual?
And why did he obviously involve himself in a stand-down order in terms of these fighters that were being scrambled from the Saratoga and the America to assist the Liberty?
Right. I mean, you know, if you look at the true picture and you look at all of it, you read some of these magazines, that these books that you have mentioned, you watch the Dead in the Water tape, I mean, all of a sudden, you see a very clear picture of there was something immense in size going on that day. There's so much to this story. Like I've said earlier, 2 hours, you can't cover it. You can't get through all of it. It's not possible.
Yes.
And then what you're really doing, you're overloading people that may be listening with too much information.
Yes, and that is that's precisely, and I've said this before on this show, that is precisely the limitation of radio. At the same time that it gives us wonderful direct encounters with participants in history and some of the best people that are out there in journalism and historical review and military analysis, the subjects that those folks cover are of by their very nature so complex and so significant with all of the data involved that there has to be a certain amount of reading and research that precedes and follows these appearances, because there's so much information there that there's no way that anybody can convey it or can process it in 2 hours. You just can't do it.
No. Well, you know, like I say, the website maintained by Jim Ennis has virtually all of this information, and you could spend days there reading it as far as that goes. It would be a wonderful site for research. John Gadesco, who is capturing this interview for us. John also has a site, and I should be kicked because I don't have John's website. That information, I will send that to you in an email, and you can post it
and
on
I'll
your
get
site
it posted.
For anybody interested.
Very definitely. We'll be back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
You got headaches? Most headaches are caused by a structural weakness of blood vessels in the head, and the blood vessels are tending to balloon, causing a headache. The structural weakness is due to a deficiency. Correct the deficiency, and the body will heal itself. I blended what I believed to be the missing nutrients in the right proportions, and the headaches went away. When they were gone, they stayed gone. I named it Headache Stay Gone. See HeadacheStayGone.com or call 800-327-0727 for more information or to place an order. I'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone. Headache Stay Gone will cure your headaches and prevent them from coming back before you pay the bill. Headache Stay Gone has already cured the worst migraines I have ever heard of. Call 800-327-0727. All orders are shipped the same day. Call 800-327-0727. That's 800-327-0727.
Hi, Michelle. I haven't seen you on the bus for a while. Did they change your shift?
No, Lori. I finally quit my job. I'm working at home now, and I love it. No more commuting. And I'm home when the kids get out of school.
Working at home? Doing what?
It's a long story. It all started when I discovered the website earnmoneyathome123.com.
Oh, Michelle, you didn't fall for one of those internet deals, did you?
Well, I looked into several, and this one is for real.
Are you sure?
I didn't quit my job until I was sure, and now I'm making way more money working at home.
Really?
I've joined the success team in their major advertising co-op. Our business is fully automated, which gives me more money and the time to enjoy it. I'll be earning money while we're skiing this winter.
What was that website again?
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Here, write it down.
Good idea. EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Maybe we can go skiing this winter, too.
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com is a global opportunity.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
This is Mark Dankos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Our special guest today is Gary Brummett. Gary is a survivor of Israel's deliberate, premeditated attack on the USS Liberty on June the 8th, 1967. There are all kinds of additional resources that we're going to post, both at the RBN Archives, when we do the archive on this show, as well as a Breaking All the Rules News, which is America's leading paleo-conservative website in the World Wide Web. Those links will include the story that Eric Margolis posted on this with the Toronto Sun in May of 2001, James Ennis's post with the Washington Report on Middle Eastern Affairs in June of 1993 will be a link we will provide. We will have the official USS Liberty Survivor site at www.ussliberty.org for browsers, and also information on James Banford's book, Body of Secrets, and Peter Hoonan's book, Operation Cyanide, as well as several other things that Gary is going to send me, where I will get those links and information on those links provided as well. Gary, as far as this whole thing then of the attack itself is concerned, from what Margolis tells us, not simply the initial aerial attack, but the last part of the Israeli torpedo attacks, which apparently came both at 2:24 in the afternoon and at 2:31 in the afternoon. He mentions that at 2:31 in the afternoon, an Israeli torpedo hit the Liberty midship, precisely where the signals intelligence systems were located. That particular hit killed 25 more Americans. Do you attach significance to the fact that this was where the signals intelligence systems were located? Do you think they had this thing down to that particular point and knowing precisely who and what it was they were going after?
Well, right there, I'm going to have to say no. I think at that point it was just their intention to totally sink the ship. And the reason I say this, in one of the last conversations that I had with Captain William McGonagall, who was our skipper, in Washington in 1997 at our reunion, he and George Golden, who was our engineering officer, the captain and his girlfriend, Mr. G, and his wife, Miss Betsy, and my wife, Lorraine, and I, got to the reunion. We were there a day or two early, and we were going to lunch one day, and I had the opportunity to talk with Mr. George and the captain, and this subject came up about the torpedo hitting the ship. And he made the statement to me, the captain did, that he supposedly saw the torpedo that was coming at us, and he knew it wouldn't, that he couldn't maneuver and miss it. One had just went off our fantail by about 25 yards, passed behind us. Three, we don't know where three of them went to, but one of them did hit us. But he saw the one that was going to hit us, and had he stayed the course he was, it would have hit engineering spaces, which the ship would have sank. He said, I was not thinking so much about George, but I was, because he and George Golden were very close friends up to the skipper's death. He said, I was thinking more about Betsy and the girls, because George and Betsy had two daughters. He said, you know, he turned the ship into the torpedo. That way it would hit above the engineering spaces. Because if it had hit engineering, then the ship would have sank immediately. There would have been no watertight integrity. Virtually, if we'd have been hit anywhere other than where we were hit, we would have probably sank. I lived, and those guys didn't. There's always some survivor's guilt involved with that, and I've felt it all these years. I don't know how to explain that to you, but it's just the way it is.
Well, let's follow up on that angle on things just for a moment, and then I want to take a caller or two. In terms of the emotional aftermath of something like this, both for the survivors as well as their families, as well as understanding that quite clearly their government failed them in regard to getting to the bottom of the truth of this matter, what is it like to live with something like that for 40 years?
Let me put it this way. It's not easy. I always kept this in the back of my mind. I kept it behind me. I didn't address it. I've heard people talk about repressed memories and stuff, and I really didn't believe that until recently. I was vice president of the organization for 2 years. I've been president for almost three now. I'm fixed to leave the board in June. I will have served two terms, and I'll be gone. But in dealing with this on a daily basis, it does take a toll on you. It's been very hard on the families of the wives, the mothers, the fathers. I've met a lot of these people, the brothers and sisters, over the years, and it's something that does not go away. I mean, the physical scars, you heal from them, but the emotional scars, the mental scars, the betrayal of your own government, you can't get there's no way that you can get away from that. I've had conversations with many of the crewmen that were conversations between I and them, and I wouldn't repeat what they've had to say to me. And I know what a strain this has been on everyone involved. Whether or not they will admit to it or not, a lot of our guys are totally disabled, rated differently as far as that goes. But this was a life-changing, extremely traumatic experience. I got out of the Navy and come home. I was 21 years old. And at that time in my life, I thought if you cut my right arm off today, I'd grow a better one by tomorrow. But the few guys that were still left around that I used to run around with, all of them wanted to know what the devil was wrong with me. I didn't realize I had changed, but I guess that I had. It's been tough living with it. We would like to see the truth come out before we all die.
Yes, and I suppose for people like yourself who have been through an experience of this type, which I have not, that it must be a particularly poignant thing to watch what's going on in the Middle East now, and presumably to imagine that there are all kinds of American kids, American young men and women, who are having their own repeat experiences in one way, shape, or form of what you went through 40 years ago. And this gets into not simply the normal process, it seems to me, of pain and grieving and loss that would be involved in something like this. But again, when you look at the political context of these tragedies and the suspicion that people in high places in the American government and media have not served the American public well, it seems to me that perception, whether it's related to the June 8th, 1967 tragedy of the USS Liberty, or we're talking about this mess going on now in Iraq and Afghanistan and presumably to involve Iran at some point in the future, it once again calls into question whether or not these policies in the Middle East are in the interest of the people of the United States or whether they're not.
I don't see how they can be in our interest. We've got a failed Middle East policy that has got to be changed, or we're going down the drain real quick. I'm excessively upset when I look at the news media and the packaged and the canned stories that they put out for the American public. And the American public has been hornswoggled because of the fact they have been spoon-fed lies in small doses for so long. They don't realize how poisoned they are. I don't know how to say it any differently than that. And it is something that irritates me on a daily basis. stuff that's going on, the average person does not see it, does not realize it, because the media is so twisted or biased or less than honest.
Yes, and I think whether we're looking at the information that Robert Stinnett published on Franklin Roosevelt in his book Day of Deceit, The Truth About FDR and Pearl Harbor, or we're examining the implications of what Michael Collins Piper and others have talked about with the Kennedy assassination, or we're looking at the truth surrounding what we do know at this point of the tragedy of the USS Liberty, or we're looking at the continuation of a Zionist-driven foreign policy on the part of the United States and the Middle East now, again, we get back to the complete discrepancy between truth and falsehood and the inability of many of our own people to perceive just how controlled the corporate Zionist media is. And as you point out, Gary, it seems to me as well that the present direction of our policy in the Middle East is not only disastrous, but could lead to the very end of any semblance of the American Republic as we have known it up to this point. Rita in Texas, you're on the line for Gary Brummett. Go ahead, Rita.
Hello, Mr. Brummett. I want to share with you, when you question about why you survived, let me say this. I firmly believe nothing happens by mistake in God's world. Everything's exactly the way it ought to be. And I think that you were allowed to live so that you could tell your story and speak the truth. And I believe what you have to say. I also would encourage your organization to get a copy of the speech by Rabbi Emanuel Rabinovich. He gave a speech at the Emergency Council of European Rabbis in Budapest, Hungary, on January the 12th, 1952. And in that speech, he was talking about their goal to precipitate World War III. I firmly believe what was going on with the Liberty was an attempt by the Jews in the world. I'm not going to just say in Israel, in the world, to precipitate World War III. Out of his own language, you know, he said that this program will achieve its objective, the Third World War, which will surpass in destruction all previous contests. And it also talks about the war will end for all time our struggle against Gentiles.
Well, let me address what you have just said there in regard to Emanuel Ibenowitz, if I'm pronouncing that correct. Part of the story that, like I say, will not be covered here today. It is on the Dead in the Water tape. It's mentioned in there. At the time of the Six-Day War, there was a sub, T-172, sitting in the Gulf of Sidra, which that's off Libya. They had 8 nuclear weapons. If the United States had entered into a ground war over there, or if we had entered into the war in any capacity, the captain of this sub, it was his responsibility to eliminate the state of Israel. Israel is a long, narrow strip of land along the Mediterranean. It wouldn't have taken but a few nuclear weapons to do it. Our president, Lyndon Johnson, I hate to say our president, but the president of the United States, Lyndon Johnson, and Kosygin had a number of hotline calls. Kosygin letting Johnson know how many subs that they had parked out there in the Atlantic Ocean, and a good many of these had the capacity of launching nuclear weapons at the continental United States. 44% of our gross national product in wealth is on the eastern seaboard. It would have been wiped out in just a matter of moments. Lyndon Johnson, at this point in time, backed down. We come so much closer to the Third World War then than anybody ever will ever know about. I think that's one of the reasons that our story is so suppressed. There is so much more to it. People talk about the Cuban Missile Crisis and the danger there. The Cuban Missile Crisis was like a couple of thugs on the corner fighting if you compare it to what almost happened as a result of the Six-Day War. But I do thank you for your call.
Well, may I say also that, you know, in that speech, you know, the rabbi was also talking about the goal of having an atomic war that would wipe out the industrial plants and cities of Europe and America. And so I agree with Mark Dankoff. I think we're on the verge of a cataclysmic episode in the history of the world, because I don't believe they're going to be stopped unless our military, especially in this country, stops them. I'm very, very disappointed when you talked about how these military officers knew about this deal and then started to open their and flap their mouths after they got out of the military. As far as I'm concerned, they aided and abetted in this treason, and I'm ashamed of them.
Well, I understand exactly what you're saying. I have mixed emotions on that, and I have hard feelings towards some of them.
Well,
I also realize that they were military officers. I also realize, and stop and think about this, had these men stepped forward, if our skipper had stepped forward, he had a choice. He could stay in the Navy. He was going to be given a Congressional Medal of Honor, which I think he deserved, and he received the command of a brand-new ship, but he signed a 30-year agreement to not talk about what happened in the same process. Had he not done that, he would have been destroyed. Our engineering officer, who was very vocal about this, when we got back to Little Creek, Virginia, after going through the dry docks there in Malta, there were 2 government agents, I don't recall if they were FBI or who, George has told me the story on 2 or 3 occasions, and 1 Navy captain. They came to his home when he got home that evening and flew him to Washington and debriefed him. And George was an old Mustanger. He had went up through the ranks. He had had 2 destroyers shot out from under him during World War II. And they advised George Golden, if you don't shut up and you don't quit talking about this, your Navy career is over and you'll have a hard time finding a job flipping burgers in the private sector. I mean, the pressure that is put to bear, it's hard to understand or comprehend. if you haven't been close to it.
Well, I'm familiar with that kind of pressure, sir. But, you know, in listening to you, if our military doesn't do its job to protect the American citizenry from enemies, both foreign and domestic, the only other alternative, sir, is for the American people to get together and rise in arms and replace this venal, oppressive, corrupt government with a legitimate government that believes in liberty and justice for all, which is the foundation of our United States Constitution.
Yes, ma'am. I fully agree with you. Our Congress and Senate has been bought and paid for pretty well by the folks we're talking about. The only thing we can do as American citizens is try and vote them out and vote people in. I think we finally have one or two senators in Washington that actually have the American people's interest at heart and can't be bought off or scared off. But now there only are a couple of them.
Well, may I thank you, sir, for your information, but may I say that if there is a war that breaks out where these Jews have gotten us involved in this life or death situation, I can assure you that I will recognize every Jew in this country and in the world the enemy to my family, to my friends, and to my country. And I appreciate your comments, and I certainly hope that the Americans will wake up, and if they don't, we've had it.
Yes, ma'am. I appreciate your call.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Rita. When we come back, I'll take another caller and wrap things up with Gary Brummett and reemphasize some of the resources that Gary has shared with us throughout the broadcast. I want to get him on this show again at a future time, along with several of the other people that he's mentioned to me. This is Mark Dankos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Stay tuned.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom. But without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. These materials document the global leaders, political and religious working behind the scenes, and their plans for us. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 1-888-211-1715. Again, 1-888-211-1715.
Wow, that coffee smells really good.
Hey, it's terrific, and it's healthy.
Healthy coffee. How does it taste?
Well, since healthy coffee blends are pre-brewed from organic Arabica beans, they're delicious.
Gosh, I had no idea coffee could be healthy.
Yeah, this coffee boosts your immunity, has 165 antioxidants for all kinds of health benefits. Plus, it gives you energy without a lot of caffeine. And since you're a big coffee drinker, I thought, well, maybe you'd want to know about it.
It sounds great, but how much does it cost?
Well, not much at all, really. A whole lot less than we've been paying for ordinary coffee at the coffee shop.
Wow, I'd love to try it, and I bet everyone at the office would, too. Where do I get some?
Just call toll-free, 866-222-3017, or you can go to coffeeking.biz. Ask for a sample when you're there, or get set up as a preferred customer with a 25% discount. I did.
Okay, that's toll-free, 866-222-3017, or coffeeking.biz. I'll do it now. Thanks.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097.
or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
This is Mark Dankoff's America coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Our special guest today has been Gary Brummett, survivor of Israel's deliberate attack on the USS Liberty on June the 8th, 1967. I wanted to take one more caller in the last few minutes of the show, but wanted to mention at the same time that there are some good resources which I will be posting with Breaking All the Rules News and eventually on the RBN Archives. Gary has recommended to us the official USS Liberty Survivor site. You can find that at www.usliberty.org. He has also mentioned a couple of other things. Peter Hoonan's book, Operation Cyanide, James Bamford's book, Body of Secrets, and, of course, I've mentioned earlier on the show, Eric Margolis's post in 2001 for the Toronto Sun entitled The USS Liberty, America's Most Shameful Secret. Also, James M. Ennis Jr.'s article in 1993 for the Washington Report on Middle Eastern Affairs entitled The Assault on the USS Liberty Still Covered Up After 26 Years. That's a June 1993 post. Dan in Texas, you're on the line for Gary Brummett. Go ahead, Dan.
Mark, I'll listen to his answer on the computer. Gary, two quick things.
Yes.
The captain from ONI that was originally involved in the investigation, did he not make like something of a deathbed confession some 3 to 4 years ago that he was ordered on high to say that this was an accident? And then secondly, was Senator John McCain's father, I believe, an admiral at that time in any way involved in this? And what is John McCain's current position, if any, in helping y'all find the truth? Thank you.
Okay. I'm writing this down so I don't miss anything he asked. The original senior captain on the inquiry was Captain Ward Boston. He is still very much alive and active. He went to work for the FBI after he left the Navy. He has stated that the current issue of the original Naval Court of Inquiry is not the one he signed. It has been it was rewritten to match up to the what Washington wanted, so it would match up to what Israel had put out. There was a Senator John McCain, Admiral John McCain, who is Senator John McCain's father. McCain was the officer basically in charge of keeping this covered up, and he did a pretty damn good job of it. In regard to the Senator McCain, one of my dear friends and close associates, has known McCain since he was released as a POW. He has tried to get him to come forward. McCain said it was a dirty little affair and he wouldn't touch it. He's adamantly against us. McCain scares the dickens out of me when it comes to the thought of this guy running for president and having any chance of getting elected. He's not somebody I would want to see in the White House, not anybody of his ilk.
That kind of says it all.
Right.
Gary, thanks for being on the show. Gary Brummett, survivor of the Israeli attack on the USS Liberty on June 8, 1967. Dan, thanks for your call. Hope to talk to you again in the future. I'll be posting information on this show eventually with the RBN Archives, and today I will have a major description of this show with links at the Breaking All the Rules News website. Gary, send me your additional information. I'll make sure I incorporate that in the report.
Okay.
This is Mark Dankoff's America signing off live from San Antonio, Texas on the Republic Broadcasting Network. See all of you early Monday morning, 7 a.m. Central Standard Time. God bless.